Well, shalom, y'all. We are so glad you have joined us for this week's teaching. You know, his word tells us, great shalom have those who love his Torah, and nothing will cause them to stumble. And this week, that's what we're actually going to be diving into, is the story of Hanukkah and how the story of Hanukkah talks about the Torah, what was going on during that time period, and how there was a remnant of people who loved God's Torah. So let's go ahead and let's get into the story of Hanukkah. And in order to get into this story, we are going to be going into a book which is not in the typical Bible out there as we read about the story of Hanukkah. So we're going to be in the book of First Maccabees, and we're going to start in verse 10. It says, from these there sprang forth a wicked offshoot, Antiochus Epiphanes, the son of King Antiochus. Previously, he had been a hostage in Rome. He began his reign in the 137th year of the Greeks. In those days, there emerged in Israel a group of renegades who led many people astray, saying, let us enter into an alliance with the Gentiles around us. Many disasters have come upon us since we separated ourselves from them. This proposal received great popular support, and when some of the people immediately thereafter approached the king, he authorized them to introduce the practices observed by the Gentiles. Therefore, they built a gymnasium in Jerusalem according to Gentile custom, concealed the marks of their circumcision, and abandoned the Holy Covenant. Thus, they allied themselves to the Gentiles and sold themselves to the power of evil. So we're going to pause here in the story, and we're going to start here and look at what is going on in Jerusalem at this moment in time. Antiochus was an evil man who actually did not like the Jews. And as we read on, we're going to see how he defiled the Jewish people, how much he hated their customs and their laws. Okay, so it was a hard time period for those who were of the Jewish faith, those who were walking with God and following his law and following his Torah. Antiochus despised God's law. And so we see here in this passage that there were those amongst Israel who began to lead people to go into alliance with the Gentiles around them, with the unbelieving people around them, saying, look at the disasters that have come upon us since we have separated ourselves from them. Remember what God's Torah is. God's Torah does not justify us. It does not make us righteous. The blood of Yeshua is what cleanses us from all of our sins. It is what brings us justification, brings us into right standing with God. What God's law does, the reason he gave us his Torah, is it instructs us on how to love him and how to love people. And when we follow his law and we love him the way he wants to be loved, and we love people the way he wants us to love people, it separates us from the people of this world. When we walk in obedience to his word, we will be different from everybody else. And there is a group of people in Israel that see that by walking in God's law, by walking in obedience to his Torah, it is separating themselves from the Gentiles. And there is a lot of disaster. There is grievance. It is hard for them by separating themselves from the Gentiles. So they say it is much easier for us to go ahead and just align ourselves with the Gentiles. It is much easier for us to walk in their customs, to do as they're doing, than to stand and walk in obedience to God's word. So they begin, even there is even a section in Israel that begins to lead others astray and to draw upon them to walk as the Greeks are walking instead of in obedience to God's word. And we see here in this passage that to go on to the point to conceal the fact that they are circumcised, because circumcision at that moment in time was the thing that easily told that a person was a Jew and not a Gentile. And so as they're talking about these gymnasiums was a place where they would go and they would participate in sports, and they were done without clothing. So as they were going and participating in the sporting events, it was very easy to tell who was a Jew and who was the Greek. So those who were Hellenizing themselves, that was the term that was used for those who were abandoning their faith to become as the Greeks. They did things to appear as if they were no longer circumcised. So they even went to the point of hiding the fact that they were in covenant with God. Remember, this was the mark that he gave them to show that they were in covenant with him. So they were abandoning their covenant with God in order to align themselves with the Greeks. And for some reason, they thought that it was better for them to align themselves with the Greeks than to walk in covenant with God. And as you study and read and learn the story of Hanukkah, you know, there is something that occurs in the story of Hanukkah, and that is the abomination of desolation. Okay, that occurs in this story. And Yeshua talks about how there will be another abomination of desolation. So as we look and we study the story of Hanukkah and what transpired and what went on during this time period, it is setting forth and showing us a pattern. It gives us a prophecy of what we're going to see in the end times again. This story will repeat itself. There will be those who abandon their covenant with God because it is easier for them to align themselves, to come into alliance with the world, because the pressure of the world around and the pressure that the world is going to put on the church, upon the body of Messiah, to align themselves with the world, with how they think, the pressure that is coming is going to be so great that there are going to be those of the faith in Yeshua who will find it better. They will find it more peaceful to be in alignment with the world and with the way the world is doing things and the way they see things and their beliefs and their practices and their customs, than to walk in covenant with God and to walk in obedience to his word. There are going to be those within his body who will even call upon others and say, hey, look, it's easier for us. Let us come into alliance with the world, because look at the disasters that are coming upon us when we separate ourselves from the world. Look how hard it is upon us when we separate ourselves from the world. Why be separate from the world? It's so much easier. It's so much better if we just align ourselves with the world. And there are going to be those within the body who will lead others astray, and they will hide anything to show that they are in covenant with God. Now let's go ahead and read on, and we're going to go down to verse 41 here. It says, then the king issued an edict to his whole kingdom that all his subjects should become a united people, which each nation, abandoning its particular customs, all the Gentiles accepted the decree of the king. And many among the Israelites adopted his religion, sacrificing to idols and profaning the Sabbath. So here we see that King Antiochus issues an edict in his whole kingdom, okay, that all nations would abandon their customs and adopt his religion, sacrifice to his idols, okay? And we see here in this passage that there were many among the Israelites. So he is calling the Israelites to abandon their faith in God, to abandon their faith in Yahweh, and to worship his idols, to worship him. In fact, he goes on to build a statue and puts his head on this statue for people to worship him. And we see that there were many among those in Israel who adopted what was being said in the first passage before. They found it easier to align themselves with the Greeks than to be separate from the Greeks. For them to continue to walk with God would separate them from the Greeks. From them to continue to be obedient to God's law would separate them from the Greeks and would make life hard. They would face persecution over this. And they chose not to be persecuted. They chose instead to align themselves with the Greeks. And there will be those that when they face the idea of persecution, they will choose to align themselves with the world instead of facing persecution. And they adopted, there were many of those in Israel that adopted Antiochus' religion. They sacrificed to idols and they profaned the Sabbath. And remember, the Sabbath was something given unto us from God as an eternal covenant with him. It is another sign of our covenant with him. There are two things that talk in the Torah that are signs of our covenant with him. One of them was circumcision, and the other one was the Sabbath. And here in this story, we see that there were those in Israel that abandoned both of the signs of their covenant with Yahweh. Okay, let's go on with verse 44. The king also sent messengers to Jerusalem and the cities of Judah with edicts, commanding them to adopt practices that were foreign to their country, to prohibit Holocaust, sacrifices, and libations in the sanctuary, to profane the Sabbaths and feast days, to defile the temple and its priest, to build altars, temples, and shrines for idols, to sacrifice swine and unclean beast, to leave their sons uncircumcised, and to allow themselves to be defiled with every kind of impurity and abomination, so that they would forget the law and change all their observances. Anyone who refused to obey the command of the king was put to death. So here we see what King Antiochus does. He actually instructs them not to circumcise their sons, to leave them uncircumcised. He instructs them to profane the Sabbath and the feast day. So he's instructing them to profane and disregard the two things that were a sign of their covenant unto their God. He instructs them to defile themselves in every kind of impurity and abomination. His desire is to get them to forget their law, to change what they are observing, to change them from being obedient unto God's law and to become obedient unto him and his religion. He goes in and he defiles their temple. And ultimately, that's what the story of Hanukkah is about and how it ends, about how King Antiochus comes in and defiles the temple, and how there's a remnant of those in Israel who stand against this king. And this small army stands against Antiochus, and they actually defeat him, and they rededicate the temple. So that is what the celebration of Hanukkah is about. It is about the rededication of the temple. It is an 8-day celebration where we celebrate the fact that they beat this king who was trying to destroy the nation of Israel, trying to destroy God's people, trying to get rid of his law and the things that he had instructed and told them to do. He tried to get rid of God's law. That's what he was trying to do. He was not successful. He defiled the temple, but yet they defeated him and they rededicated the temple. Now, we are the temple of God. And as we talk about how this story is going to repeat itself as we progress towards the end, there is an evil one out there who is still out there looking to defeat God's people, trying to bring God's people under submission unto himself instead of God. Antiochus was an anti-Messiah type spirit. He was not the anti-Messiah or an anti-Christ, but he acted as one. He gives us a foreshadowing of how the Antichrist himself will operate and work. So as we read through this story, we see what's coming. There is going to be a figure who comes, who hates God's law, and is going to do whatever he can to get rid of God's law and try to stop people from walking in God's righteousness and in his ways. And he is going to try to force people to worship himself instead of God. And the way he's going to do it is by changing their laws, causing them to forget God's law and to change what they are observing, to change what they are obedient to get them to be obedient unto himself. King Antiochus profaned the temple. The enemy himself desires to profane your temple, your body. And we have to be on guard for what the enemy is up to. He is very smart. He works in deception, and his deception can be very small at times. And we have to be careful because he is coming and he is trying to draw people away from God's commands and God's way of walking. His desire is for us not to walk as Yeshua walked, but for us to align ourselves unto this world. Our instructions unto us has been given, and we have been told not to conform ourselves unto this world, but to be transformed into the image of Yeshua, to walk as Yeshua walked. And we do that by walking in obedience unto his word. As we learn his word and we're obedient unto his word, it separates us from the world. So the Antichrist, the spirit of the Antichrist, desires to get rid of God's law, to get rid of his commandments, so that people are not walking according to his commandments. It gets rid of the thing that separates us from the world. The spirit of the Antichrist desires for us to conform ourselves unto this world. And there's going to be a time when the pressure is going to increase upon those who believe in Yeshua. And it's going to be great, as it was here at this time, to where those who refused to forget God's law, who refused to change their observance from being obedient unto God's law and to be obedient unto Antiochus. So if they refused to be obedient unto Antiochus, they were put to death. So for those who stood for righteousness, to those who said, I am not going to forget my covenant with my God, I am not going to profane the Sabbath. I'm not going to profane the feast. I am still going to circumcise my male children. I am still going to be obedient unto God's law. To those who took that stand, they were put to death. They were willing to face the persecution. And Yeshua himself told us that if we're going to walk with him, if we're going to be his disciple, and that the disciple is one who does not just believe in Yeshua, but it is one who is taught by Yeshua. So a disciple is one who models their life after their teacher. Yeshua is our teacher, and our goal as a disciple of Yeshua is to model our life and to live as he lived, to walk as he walked. We're being trained by him, and he faced persecution. And he said, if you're going to be my disciple, you're going to face persecution as well. So we're going to have to be able to stand strong in our faith as the pressure of this world increases against us to conform ourselves unto their ways, as the world pressures us to defile our temples. We have to stand firm in our faith, not to defile our temples. Let's go on to verse 62. Despite all of this, many in Israel stood firm and were resolved in their hearts not to eat any unclean food. They preferred to die rather than to be defiled by such food and profane the holy covenant, and they suffered death for their convictions. Great affliction was unleashed upon Israel. So this passage here where we're ending shows and states that there were many in Israel who were resolved in their hearts not to bow their knee to King Antiochus and said they would rather die. And that is a resolve that we need to have as believers, that we are not going to bow our knee to the spirit that is in this world that raises itself against our Messiah. That we're not going to bow our knee to being conformed unto the ways and the customs of this world, but we're going to resolve in our hearts that we're not going to do anything that is going to profane this body. And we're going to stand strong and walk in his ways. We're going to walk in obedience unto his word. So as we go into this Hanukkah season, you know, the story ends with the fact that this family stands against the Greeks and they defeat the Greeks. God was with these people who took a stand for his ways. And if we're willing to be courageous, as this family was, we can see God's help with us as well. Yes, there were those who were martyred for their faith, but there were also those who played a role in conquering the evil one. As we take a stand, we don't know where we may fall in this, but there are those, and they won the victory. And if we stand firm, his people is going to stand in victory. And they rededicated the temple. So as we approach this season of Hanukkah, let's take it as a yearly reminder. Number one, let's examine ourselves to see, are there things inside of us? Are there things that have creeped into our hearts, into our minds, where we have found it easier to align unto the ways of this world instead of aligning ourselves with God's truth? Are there practices and customs that we have accepted that are not of his word, and it's easier to adopt and hold on to those practices and customs? Are there beliefs? Are there things that defile our temple that we hold on to that are not of his word? What are those things that we need to purify out of this temple, that we need to cleanse out, that we need to get rid of? The desire for us should be to be a clean and pure temple, to remove anything that would defile this temple. So let's take the time to search, to rededicate our temple unto him, to be a vessel that is set apart unto him, that is going to walk in his ways, that is going to walk in obedience unto his word. So they relit the menorah in the temple upon cleansing out the temple. They brought back the light of God into the temple. The menorah talks about his light, and scripture talks about how the word of God is our light, how the Torah is a light. So as we go into this season of Hanukkah, which is also referred to as the Festival of Lights, because it's the relighting of the menorah, let's relight his word in our hearts and in our minds. And as the menorah, they were instructed to keep the menorah burning at all times inside of the tabernacle. And so that speaks to us that his word is to be burning and shining forth inside of us at all times. It's interesting. The enemy, and in trying to defeat God's people, and in trying to get them to align themselves with him, wanted to get rid of God's word and his commandments. That is what the evil one seeks to do. when he wants to defeat you is to get rid of God's word. If we're going to defeat the enemy, if we're going to defeat the spirit of the Antichrist, we have to keep his word burning in our hearts. We have to keep his law burning in our hearts, his commandments burning in our hearts, shining a light inside of us. David said, I hide his word within my heart, so I do not sin against you. If we love his word, then we will not depart from his commandments. We will not bow our knee unto the evil one. The reason those in Israel conformed themselves unto the Greeks is because they themselves did not love the commands of God. Paul even goes on to say about those in the end times who fall away. He says they fell into deception because they did not love the truth. So if you love his truth, nothing will cause you to stumble. Remember, those who love his Torah, they have great shalom, and nothing will cause them to stumble. Well, hallelujah. We hope that you have a wonderful Hanukkah this year. And we are so glad that you have joined us for this teaching. And we will be back again next week with another teaching. So come back now and shalom, y'all. Scripture quotations taken from LSB, Legacy Standard Bible, copyright 2021 by the Lockman Foundation, used by permission, all rights reserved, managed in partnership with 316 Publishing Incorporated, lsbible.org, and 316publishing.com.